About time.
All right, we call the Amador Air District Board of Directors meeting to order here Tuesday, June 16th, at 2 o'clock roughly.
Flag outside.
So we have a quorum. Let's all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Out here somewhere.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, can we have approval of the agenda, please?
Move to approve.
Okay, so Crew and then Forrester. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye.
Right. Who's on the line? Who is on the vote?
No one now. My vacant desk. Okay. I started the meeting from down there.
Okay. All right, public matters not on the agenda. Does anybody want to address this board about matters relevant to the Amador Air District? 5-minute limit. We have nobody on Zoom. Okay. Let's move on to administrative matters. Item number one, the minutes. Did everybody, there were minor changes.
I had a couple minor changes.
Yeah. I'll give mine to you. For many, I have like a typo. But,
okay.
That's pretty minor. The chair.
We'll just go through them now. I don't think there's that many.
Okay. Let's go through them now then.
Yeah. Austin's good with corrections.
I have on page 2 of 3, almost bottom paragraph. It says through rather than though. So strike an R. And then I think the adjournment the date should have been until June 16th, and August 18th, maybe? Very last?
Well, at the last meeting, we weren't planning on having this.
Was that it? Okay.
Yes.
That's all I had.
I was wondering on page 3 of 5, for many of the item number 3, at the bottom of the first paragraph, it says, through review of our budget and any increased costs, or I don't know, it just seemed... Or, I don't know. I'll leave it up to you.
Okay.
All right.
I'll second then those changes.
So motion was Crew, second and no.
Forster made the motion.
Forster made the motion.
Sorry. I made my motion to include the corrections and additions.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimously again. Okay, draft budget for fiscal year 2021. So discussion and possible action. Would you like to say something, Mike?
It's pretty straightforward. Most items are same as last year's budget. We made a few changes. One, we took the $100,000 out that was slated for Jimmy Cargill, put my salary into the salaries section. Other than that, there are a couple of minor changes. We're no longer paying rent to Public Works for the space. Instead, we're going to pay A87 directly. It's a minor change. But other than that, things are relatively similar to what they have been in the past.
Is that why salaries went up a little bit then?
Salaries went up a little bit, and
that's what I noticed.
$100,000 to zero
at first, okay. And then but I looked at the bottom and I saw everything was pretty much the same as last year. And then I saw that the air pollution control officer's salary was in there.
The pineal bins, so it was 33, and then you brought it up to 75.
We want to have year-round service available. We know that there's going to be some increased cost. I don't have a hard and fast number from ACES yet.
Right.
They would like to, at Pine Grove, host it on a day where they're not open for regular business because it just reduces congestion. If they do that on a Monday, they have staff there. It would be a minimal added cost to do it on a Monday. However, Mondays are not weekends, not convenient for the public. if he does it on a Sunday, when he's not open to the general public, he's going to have to bring in staff that aren't already working because they're closed entirely, but not staffed on Sunday. So I need to get a better idea from ACES what they're going to be able to charge.
So are we doing this Saturday this month?
We are Saturday, yes.
Okay.
A little bit on that one as well. Because of our fiscal year, how it ends in June, and because of ACES billing, our June bill doesn't come in until July. Okay. So that number roughly goes up maybe about another 10 grand because of the cost.
Okay.
Well, are we going to look at any more programs in this year? Because like wood stoves or anything like that? We still have 437,000 in reserves. It's still pretty hefty.
Yeah, to the board, I was thinking that same thing.
Yeah.
We set a target to reduce those reserves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did we get come up with a hard number? Was it 350?
Well, we are going down as
the
graph. I said, what was the target reserve amount? That's what was in my notes.
I can't remember. But that was, we talked about that 4 years ago.
We did talk about that quite a couple of years ago. We didn't have a specific...
We didn't set a hard number?
No, we did not set a hard number. We did set a percentage, though. I think at that time we had decided that we wanted to keep, I want to say, at least twice of our operating cost in there, plus a certain percentage as an emergency pillow backup. I can't quite remember the exact numbers, but we did have a percentage in there versus a hard number.
I think we should look into... having another program to go along with like the CCAD program, but in regards to solar, possibly helping with reducing carbon footprint and helping cities and county agencies to install solar panels on buildings to do that. Because we can chew up some reserves doing that. The panels have gotten to be where they're very good, and the prices have come down.
Hardware prices have come way down. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Bob, the county went through a program recently where there's a lot of money available, like real low interest, and some like no interest for like 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you might want to look at.
Yeah, we're going to do a bunch of solar around this building and other buildings.
Okay.
You know, those carport coverings.
Right.
And then up at the airport.
I mean, they might be able to access the same program, maybe. I mean,
you should. But
is that available to the cities? Is that what you're saying?
I think so. You can talk to John Hopkins, or okay. Do you have his contact, or you want me to contact?
I just talked to him on the phone earlier.
Why don't you ask him about it? And because we're having some logic. What's the name of the company we're doing? They're out of Sacramento.
It's something Logic.
Site Logic.
Okay. I think it could be Stu's and Peter's at our city hall may have been in contact with them too. We'll find out.
I'm looking, you do have under 54712 other special projects, CCAD and wood stove. If we could expand wood stoves or come up with something else to try and expend some of those reserves to put them to good use. I just hate I hate having a big old pot of money in reserves, and that's not what it's for. That's not what people are paying the fee for.
So you want to increase those line items in SCL projects that fit?
I'll tell you what's good use. I mean, what's come at the cities and in the county is updating equipment under CARB, and we don't have the money, and I don't think the city's got the money. So if it's, I think that's something that benefits air quality.
We've already applied for two different situations, and it fits great, I think, in the city.
Yeah.
So you're saying we should add to that CCAD project the amount of money?
I think increasing the amount.
CCAD, is that what we called it?
City and county agency.
Districts.
Okay, yeah.
And whether it's providing modernized equipment or solar, whatever fits within the same overall umbrella. How much would you like to bump up?
Put 50 more in that.
So make it 125 rather than 175?
Yeah, I'd like to have a wood stove program done again too. It seems like every time we do it, it sells out.
But we've never approached 75,000 projects.
But that's for both from CCAT and Woodstove.
How about electric vehicles, Mike? Has that been close to being maxed out? Or?
No. So at our
actually 33.
Maybe last year when we were discussing this, we had was it for your city that the two electric vehicles?
Yes.
Did they ever get purchased?
Not the electric vehicles.
Okay. Because we did get, the board did approve, I think it was matching funds that I think the city of Jackson had gotten a grant and the board approved it. I think it was like $9,000-$10,000 of matching funds for the purchase of the two electric vehicles for the city of Jackson.
I think they ran into some kind of problem with the program or something.
Yeah, and they were looking at more fuel efficient vehicle, not just electric.
Okay.
So the fit. It's still a work in progress.
And when there was another project that we did get approved by the board maybe 2 years ago, and it was for electric vehicles, it was, I believe, a flat fee to any of the cities, of the five cities, I think it was between $8,000 or $10,000 that we had devoted to give for electric vehicles as well. The charging station was a different program.
I think the stations were like 5,000.
Yeah, the stations were 5,000, but we never got anybody to apply for it. So no, there was no interest in any of the cities to purchase these electric vehicles for that.
Now, what about private businesses to apply for? Because, you know, I don't have any cities or anything else in the upcountry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but those county vehicles do maintain your roads up country.
Understand. Well, let's not go there very hard.
Yeah, never mind.
Forget it.
CCAT program, but there's a lot of farmers out there that are irrigating too that have chained pumps out too.
Yeah.
That no longer meet the requirements.
The tiers. Different tiers.
Yeah.
Are other government entities able to make use of any of this, like school districts or any kind of special districts?
Under the CCAT program, they would, yes.
And I was thinking about the electric vehicles and things like that.
If we want to put electric vehicle purchase in the CCAT program, yeah.
How about something that would help with city and county agencies as far as HVAC systems for their buildings? More energy efficient.
You could. That's the part of that program the county got, like Frank's talking about, Melissa Hopkins. It did.
Yeah.
It did solar, it did heating and bath.
And lighting.
I don't want to restrict this money just to cities and counties, though, because cities and counties aren't the ones paying the fees.
Yeah. That's true.
But how much do we want to take out of reserves? Another 100,000 or?
I wouldn't go that high, I think.
We're up to 437,000.
Yeah, but we're eating that down. And so much a year.
It is coming down, so it might be wise to put a little small amounts.
Yeah.
But we could look at it. If you want to bring back as an agenda item, like something for solar and some of these other things, Bob, is that it?
Sure.
Because we don't have a program for that right now.
Yeah.
Is that something we can look into?
Yes.
Okay.
Can we clarify if there was a time when we set a percentage or whatever so that we can see what that is and see if we want to stick with that?
I'll find it and I'll email it out to everybody so that
we can see.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is the county going to help? How are we going to help? The airport going to help the cities with the solar deal? I mean, the county did it and we're financing that.
Right.
With a 1% interest on 0% on PG&E.
I don't know if that still
1%
exists,
on the other.
That program, because you had to kind of get in the queue. They had a certain amount of money, and I don't think they were going to replenish the funds, so we kind of lucked out. But That's something you should talk to John Hopkins about. So what did we decide then on
50?
Yeah, we want to keep almost half a million in reserves, so that's what we decided.
Well, I thought we were going to bump up the pine needle bins.
Was it 50 each?
And then the special projects?
I was going to put 50 in the special projects. That gets us down to 3.8.
And you might do 50 next year. Just
yeah. Sneak up on it.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Going I like on. Having that reserve.
Going 50,000 a year or thereabouts for me more, it'll go away pretty quick.
So you want to add 50 to special projects. Do you want to add anything to the pine needle bin?
You already did, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, 75 was an add since.
Okay.
If you have the public at these meetings, I think they'd be astounded how much we have in reserves.
Well, I think we're moving in that direction, though, to lower it. Very it's clearly slowly. Coming down.
Very slowly. It's almost like what happened with First Five. When First Five had, every First Five had millions in reserves. We had $1 million in reserves in First Five. You know what happened? The state attacked us.
My only concern about trying to bring that down to a target in one step is if you institute programs that people come to rely on, and then you can't support them down the road because you're at your target and you can't afford to invest $100,000 a year, then, you know, that's
a
disappointment. Yeah. So I think a gradual approach is probably a little bit better than trying to hit that target in one budget year.
Yeah, I wouldn't. If you wanted to split the difference and go 75 to be a little more aggressive, I still think that would be prudent.
And that doesn't mean we go 75 every year either. It just means we're going to this year.
Right. Well, it might be good to make sure that we understand or go back to our notes what we decided
and see what the number is.
What the number is, and if we want to change that, maybe it needs to be lower. Maybe it needs to be 300.
Do we have another meeting, though, before we need to approve our final budget?
No.
Probably not.
Yeah, but we can adjust a final budget. We can adjust a final budget because you're pulling out of because it's already a balanced budget. You can pull it out of reserves. Well, that's what we're planning on doing.
We need to give Mike some direction, though, how much money we're talking about. 50, 75 out of reserves, I don't know.
Do you want to split 75 between those two line items? And we can come back at our next meeting. We'll have the information on what the board decided was a good target for our reserves and see where that brings us. And if you want to trim that one way or the other, you can do it at the meeting when you adopt the budget, I would think.
Yeah.
So we're going to bump up community projects and special projects. Are those the two line items?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to put like 35 in each?
35, 37, 5, whatever.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Is everybody comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Besides Richard?
I'm a little tired of dumping a bunch of money in the pine needle program, tell you the truth, but I understand the reason why, but you know what? My residents don't have pine needles, so...
But it's not just, you know, and if that's something we need to do at Buena Vista, I think, you know, having a free drop-off day down there for vegetation. It's only two yards. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a pickup truck load, and most of us have a lot more than just a pickup truck. I'm trying to help out the people who really can't afford some, because
I bet a lot of them can't afford it.
At Sutter Creek.
And I'm not disagreeing with you.
I like the pine needles.
At Sutter Creek, they get almost no pine needles. It's all just green waste. And he mentioned to Matt the last time he was out there, he could use a chipper because people bring in big branches that, you know, don't break down very easy. He would like to chip them. So I don't know if maybe City of Jackson and Sutter Creek Fire can work out some kind of a deal where, you know, it's loaned to them on occasion. So I don't know that he wants one full time.
Yeah. Remember, when you have a chipper, you got to have all the safety equipment, provide training and everything else.
Yep.
Because somebody gets sucked into a chipper, who's going to
We talked about that and decided who's going to do the maintenance.
In our last meeting.
Yeah, so when Public Works gets one, we'll be talking to them about, you know, how you're going to be able to make this available to other agencies.
Dominic was talking on a smaller scale of having one that he could go to help out maybe elderly people or whatever with his fire crew. And actually, he thought he would buy a truck and blow the debris in there if they needed to. and he would have the mulch available on site at the station. So he just wanted to know if the Air District would support him some way in getting a smaller chipper that he can utilize. Because he knows about the other, you know, you guys talking about the previous chippers. But he said he didn't need anything big, but he definitely put it to do.
As soon as you have a small chipper, you appreciate a bigger chipper real quick in a hurry.
Yeah, I've got like a 6 or 8 inch, and you don't want to, for like the county, you want a big chipper because you're chucking big stuff. The city, homeowners, you don't want a great big huge chipper because they're hard to tow, hard to get around. You use a lot of fuel, and you're chipping up stuff this big, and your chippers will want to chip stuff, well, that big. You know, so
yeah.
You got
these type of branches, you know, 4 inch or smaller, I'm sure.
Yeah. You got a D10 bow, those are trying to work in somebody's backyard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I like that idea that public works, but like Richard's saying, there could be some risk there.
Yeah.
I understand that. And something that people send, I mean, I almost put a rock through my own chipper one time. It's like, ooh, what's that doing there? So those things happen.
Sure. Yeah. Well, is there another program, Richard, that serves your constituency?
We know we can. We could have an early exit program for inmates in his district. He's got all the prisoners.
No, you know the program that serves is what I expressed already. The irrigators that need to change their pumps out because they no longer meet the CARB requirements.
So you want like replacing the engines?
Well, things like that. That's what I'm saying.
So like,
I mean, let
the diesel.
Let's not give it all to government to use. I mean, we already get taxpayer money.
So the diesel replacement program. Is that on here?
Is there a good organization for us to do outreach to contact those folks to find out what their needs
are?
Farm Bureau.
Yeah.
That'd work. I can support that.
I'm not, and I think the way we moderated the pine needle program now is good. We've got a lot more control over it, so we don't have all the landscape contractors dumping all their garbage in there.
I agree.
Well, we had the diesel engine replacement program, so that seemed to work.
Yeah, if we work with a farm bureau, something like that might work again.
Yeah. Do we want to put a line item in there? Is there one here?
Or just increase the funds for the CCAB?
Is that where that would come out of?
Do the grain growers belong to the Farm Bureau?
Most of them do. I reach out to the Farm Bureau and the Cattlemen Association, those two organizations.
Matt, would that?
Yeah, you might want to go through the Cooperative Extension, too, because they would do a lot.
Would the farm program, the same one that we've helped fund tractors before, be a good fit for that program?
Yeah, I can go through Moyer programs too.
Okay.
Moyer Farm Program.
You know, one thing I would say is if we do it, I read some stuff in the farmer program. If we model after the farmer program, nobody will do it.
And there are some issues. But ag has some exemptions, so there should be some flexibility with agriculture.
Well, I'm saying if we did something, we could probably do it, but we start saying we're going to do something and it's going to be exactly like the farmer program.
Uh-huh.
I think people just say,
right. But we've kept it pretty simple. You know, it's one page they get, there's like 5 requirements. We're going to replace your old one with something brand new, and we're going to help you out at this, you know, this amount of money.
Do you know the schedule right now of anything on CARB as far as replacements? Is there a new threshold coming out January 1st?
There always is new ones.
So change that on engines?
Yeah, but it matters if they're stationary, you know, if they're affordable, if they're going to, you know, in vehicles. So there's so many different categories that you have to apply it appropriately. Here we're talking about stationary, let's say stationary pump.
So we might want to see if a farm program would. Is it timely based on the rules that are changing?
Is there?
But if you want to do a CCAP program ourselves, I don't know how big these pumps are. They're not too big, are they? You know, maybe they're the 3-banger or something like that. You know, you're kind of getting under some of the CARB stuff because they're 50 horsepower greater. Sometimes they're 25 horsepower. It matters on the program.
But here, if you're saying, you know, we're, the air district's going to give money to you at, you know, this amount to replace that old Tier 0 3 banger with a, you know, a new one. And, but, I mean, they are expensive because of the exhaust systems that are on them. But they'll be, you know, they do run well and last a long time. So it just matters what they need and what you get bang for your buck.
Sure. Okay. Anything else?
I think we're going to give money to the school district for the recreational programs. Talk about burning clean energy. Football players, basketball players.
Can we harness that?
I was waiting for the hybrid.
Is that a stretch, Frank?
Yeah. Okay. Do we?
I thought we were supposed to harness that energy.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's
did you get direction? Then
I believe I did.
Okay. We don't need a vote or anything.
No.
Right. I am sure we'll.
Okay. So moving on to APCO's update. Informational only. No action taken. Do we have an update?
Not really much of an update. Matt's been out to the bin programs and checking them out, and that's how we had the conversation with Dominic. One of the bins, one of the neighborhood bins, somebody had dropped off some large rounds that they couldn't lift up in there, and he got a friend to help him take to someone else's house for firewood. So all in all, they seem to be well appreciated and pretty well wrapped.
Elderly.
Yeah.
So we might need to invest in a wood splitter for the pine needle.
Donating a pickup is one thing. Splitting.
Well, if you want to do that, then you know the you know, wood angels will take a splitter in a heartbeat. Yeah. You know, if somebody wants to do that, they're trying to afford to buy a super splitter, if you want to say, you know, where it runs a conveyor belt and does everything for them. So. They borrowed one from Calaveras, had it for a week or so. They did fall in love. But it wasn't as big as they were hoping for. You know, cause I guess PG&E's dropping off logs from a lot of the stuff that they're pulling up out of places and dropping off, but you know, some of those logs are huge.
Yeah, logs go on the, something that's hard to tell, but people that really need it. But years ago, somebody said, oh, people need some wood. So I checked with some wood. I had a couple young kids, and I don't know if I gave them money or some groceries. They called me like a week later, hey, I need more wood. I thought, God, what do you need that wood? So I took them some more. And that was gone. They called me again. And I'm like, hey, look, I was getting really under the gun trying to get my job done. I said, man, they went their wood off quick. I said, I can't help you, but I got some wood at Black Station and an old shed up there. Just go in there and help yourself. It's right by Highway 8. Oh, well, they called again. Well, Cole, I need some wood. I said, look, I can't help you. Go up in that shed. There's some nice wood in there. A little dust on the top. It's good wood. I'd see they have a little Jeep. They'd run up down the road. So that's one word. And so my guy, I got, what's going on? So I'm talking to him. Oh, they're druggies. So they're taking the wood I gave them, selling it, needing more wood.
We only have 10 minutes.
Let's go.
All right.
Motion adjourned.
We had to hear that. That's part of the update. Is there anything else? Okay, so we're adjourned until August 18th.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You got 8 more minutes, Brian. Keep going.